Point out the colors in you. I see them too, and boy, I like them. I like them. I like them. We're way too fly to partake in all this hate. We out here vibing. We vibing. We vibing.
Alexa, play Ariana Grande.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
And welcome. This is Tiffany Adams. I'm so glad to be able to be here today talking about our life purpose, which begins with self-love, self-worth, and self-confidence. Welcome everyone to the show on this wonderful, amazing day, May 2nd, 2018. I cannot believe it is already May 2nd. I cannot believe it. It's almost as though the time flies. The more I work, the more I help people, the more beauty and amazing things that happen. It's like time just goes by, just flies by. It's absolutely spectacular. Just to catch you guys up on what I've been doing, which has been absolutely beyond the point of amazing, I have been out of the country for about a month, working with many different type of situations. Number one, helping to create a little bit of relief and some healing that needed to be done over in some islands on the East Coast. Oh, very, very, very sad because of the hurricanes and the disasters that have made people homeless. The hurricane has made people with no electricity, no water, and people have lost everything. Being able to be there made me feel so thankful and so appreciative for the simplest thing, which is just taking a shower. Can you imagine life without being able to take a shower and know what it is to have warm water, fresh water, for over 6 months? People are still, some people, not all people, some people are still going through that still at this very moment over in St. Martin and certain places of, you know, around there, St. Thomas, St. John, you know, little places, little sporadic places. And I was very shocked and I was very saddened to see how, even though I know people are working hard to help them, I was saddened because I, you know, and I know I don't watch media. I know I don't watch TV. I know I don't, you know, watch internet or whatever may be out there to be able to find out about today's news. But I haven't heard any information about how devastating the hurricanes were this last September and October last year of 2017 for those islands. And they were devastating. I seen hotels that were torn to shreds and roofs that were ripped off and boats that were thrown across, you know, sunken and just absolute devastation. It was very, very, very sad to see. Then I went to another location out of the country to be able to help some orphanages and being able to work with other people, helping them to know that there are angels in the world, angels to help support them and feed them or give them the medication that's necessary that they need or love or support or clothing or food or whatever it is that they need. And being in those locations and letting people see, children specifically, which we all know, people that know me know that that's my softness and my weakness is being able to deal with babies and children, is being able to work with them, my gosh, showing them that they're loved and that they can receive some type of blessing and gift, clothes, food, medicine, whatever it may be, like I said. It brings a smile to their face that I can't even explain to you. It's amazing. So to all of you who have worries or stress or negativity or darkness, remember, someone around the world has it much, 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 much worse than what you can even fathom to be a part of your reality. And there's these people that have lost everything that I've seen just recently. You're looking at what they've lost and you're looking at how they really have not a lot of reasons to smile when you think of the way the world is and, you know, how society has raised us and what they judge and how they've taught us to say what happiness is. Happiness is to have things, right? Things, lots of things, so we can pile them up in the closet and then throw them away next year in the trash. Well, these people that have lost their things have smiles from ear to ear talking about how they have learned that the simplicity of life, simplicity, is what has got them through the most darkest days. Simplicity. Understanding about meditation. Understanding about the meaning of love. Understanding about the meaning of caring. Understanding about the meaning of self-worth. And realizing, who am I and what do I want? And this is the stories that I've heard from many people through this month that I've been away. People do not allow themselves to realize how fortunate and how blessed and how gifted they really truly are. They don't realize how gifted and how fortunate they are. Why don't they realize how gifted and how fortunate they are? Is because we're so focused on superficial things. But when you get really deep down and you realize how blessed and how gifted you are by just having love, understanding the meaning of self-love, it changes everything. And to me, when I came on and I, you know, knew I was going to do the radio today, and I was like, oh, I'm so excited I get to do the radio live, and I'm so happy to be here to be able to talk to people and have people call in so I can connect with everyone. And if you call in, sorry, I didn't even give you guys, if you call in, call at 657-383-0285. Go ahead and call in if you're interested in asking a question or trying to understand how you can connect to your life's purpose. But beginning with self-love is the first step, which is I'm going to be talking about later on in the show. And when I sat there and I realized that I'm doing a live show today, I got excited because I'm thinking about how many people that I work with and how many blessings and how many gifts that I receive daily just from being able to share these messages from your guides, guardian angels, and spirit guides, giving you this message that comes from such a higher source, a higher place, giving you all inspiration and helping your eyes to become awakened in such a different way than most people receive it. And it excites me. I sat there and I said, wow, I get to do the radio show. And I'm so excited. I know I already have a busy schedule, of course. You know, I work from, 6 a.m. Tomorrow I'm going to start working from 5:30 a.m. Working literally up until just the moment of late hours. And people sit there, and yes, of course, I get a little bit tired, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm tired, I need to eat, or I need a little bit of more water, maybe a cup of coffee or whatever it may be. But the thing is at the end of the day, when I close my eyes to rest, after I do my meditation, after I do my cleansing, after I do my releasing, I realize how blessed I am because of all the people's lives that I touched that day. And how many people have the opportunity, how many people have the gift of being able to have true love and true happiness from their own specific guardian angels, giving them messages. To me, that means the most, it means everything. To know that you have a guardian angel, to know that you have someone watching over you, to me, that means the world. It means that every person in this world is not alone, which means every person in this world is blessed and gifted, which then means that every person in this world has a purpose. But you need to connect to who you are. So many of us don't allow ourselves to even acknowledge or even realize that all of us have guardian angels and spirit guides, that all of us have someone that's out there waiting to be held, waiting to give us a message, waiting to share the brightest moments. Brightest moments of our life with him. And that's our guardian angel. I know that sounds silly, but I don't know how to explain it to you in any other way except the way I'm expressing it at this moment, because it is so, to me, it's so fascinating. And it blows my mind. And I know I sound like, you know, like, who is this woman and how does she talk about it? Like, you know, doesn't she do this for a living? Yes, I do this for a living. I talk to guardian angels each and every day, but I do not know how to explain how the enthusiasm and the excitement and the joy that I get out of communicating with them and how people's lives become transformed and transformed in every way, shape, or form. They become, it's like a transformation in front of my eyes when I talk with these people. Transformation, complete transformation. I was dealing with a client today who said, I waited over a year to come see you because I didn't know how to set up the appointment. I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's wonderful that you waited so long, but, you know, your guardian angel has a lot of messages. So let me talk. Let me tell you what I have to say. And I'm giving her all this information. I'm sharing the messages from her guardian angel, telling her, you know, your guardian angel is saying to her left here, go straight here. This is what's going on. She's talking about her love life and her relationships and her purpose and who she is and why she's here. And she's just like, wow, why didn't I come sooner? You know, and we don't understand that our guardian angels have been waiting our whole life to take us to the top, for us to have true fulfillment, to live our purpose, to do the things that are necessary. Our guardian angels have been waiting forever and forever and always waiting to help us. But do you know what? We don't let ourselves. Let them come in. We stop ourselves from letting them come in because we are afraid. We're afraid of the sacrifice that needs to be made. The sacrifice that needs to be made consists of allowing ourselves to let go of the things we have become used to. Some of the things, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, maybe fresh water, being able to cook and to just to have a wonderful, wonderful meal that we can create by using electricity, not, you know, a fire that we make outside. Being able to take a hot shower and use electricity and have the beautiful, beautiful good fortune of being able to know what it is to be clean, to be warm at night because we have the heater on and we don't have to worry about being so, having, you know, such cold, chilled air. Or maybe it's even more simple, like other clients that I work with, where they're just simply frustrated because they feel like they've been cheated. You know, they've been cheated on because someone was unfaithful to them. And now they can't get over it because they've had so much pain because this one person was so unfaithful that now that they want to give up on all hope, they don't want to have any hope in any way, shape, or form because God forbid one person hurt their heart. So that one person is going to destroy the rest of this person's other rest of their life. Any other person that comes into their life no longer has a chance because this person who hurt them has ruined the chance for everyone else that enters this person's life. We give too much credit. We give too much power to people who don't deserve it. We let negative and we let darkness rain on our parade daily. It is time for transformation and it is time for change now. 2018 is the time of us being able to allow ourselves to open our eyes and receive blessings. Blessings that are coming not just by God, not just by our angels, but blessings that we have control of. We can be able to allow ourselves to be transformed. We can allow ourselves to change if we want to. Are you doing the things that need to be changed, though? Are you allowing yourself to take the opportunity and to sit there and say, life begins with love. Life begins with joy. Life begins with celebration. People don't even understand what it is to have joy because they think joy has to do with status. People don't understand what it is to have joy because they think that joy has to do with power. People don't understand the meaning of love because they think that love has to do with gifts. Perfect example. My daughter was watching this cartoon, The Grinch, and she was saying, yeah, Mom, so what is the meaning of Christmas? It's not just about gifts, right, Mom? And I said, absolutely not, my princess baby angel. I said, not in any way, shape, or form. Christmas is not about gifts. Christmas is about love. Christmas is about joy. Christmas is about the celebration of knowing that somebody, Jesus, came into this world and sacrificed everything so that we knew what it was to be able to know God, to know that there is the Holy Spirit and there is God in heaven watching over us, being here for us, and Jesus came into this world to share that message. And I'm just talking to her about love, talking to her about passion, talking to her about, you know, stories that have to do with just emotion and love and passion. And she's 5 years old, and she goes, yeah, Mom, I like that. I think that's wonderful. I want to do things for people too. So she's sitting there and she's excited because we're going to go, you know, do something charitable. And her smile is from ear to ear, and she just literally turned five. Her smile is from ear to ear because she's so happy and so joyful that she gets to do something that's going to be meaningful. Not figuring out, well, how many gifts can I have? Well, how many toys can I buy? Well, you know, how selfish can I be? And that's what we do. We allow ourselves to be changed and transformed in the worst way. And I have to say this today because I just came home from events that made my mind blown away. And this isn't the first time, and it's not going to be the last time I'm going to see it. But I forget, you know, as time goes by and I stay in the United States and I stay in the United States, and I stay away from all the devastation. I stay away from the war. I stay away from the you know, world disasters, Mother Earth's, you know, raw nature and effects of hurricanes or tornadoes or tsunamis or whatever it may be. And I sit there and I look and I'm like, wow, we are very blessed. We are very blessed. We have a lot to be thankful for. But we do not take advantage of the blessings that literally God and your guardian angels have given you. What is the meaning of life? What is life's purpose? Where does your life begin? And what I mean by that is allowing yourself to start realizing how amazing you are and having self-love. Focus on connecting to the meaning of self-love. What is self-love? Realizing how you are a gift. You are magical. You are special, and you are the most beautiful, most amazing, most spectacular person on the whole entire planet. Yes, everyone else may be special. Everyone else may be spectacular and amazing as well, but don't count yourself out. Put yourself on the top of the list and then realize everyone else's abilities and everyone else's beautiful, 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 wonderful energy as well. Realize how amazing you are. Understand that self-love is the biggest step, the very first huge step that is needed to be taken in order for you to allow yourself to begin receiving your life's purpose. Self-love is the first step, but self-love is usually and quite often neglected and forgotten and erased or not spoken about or whatever it may be. It's ignored quite often because people don't want to talk about the simple fixes. People want to talk about things that you have to purchase or you have to buy. Oh, if you buy this tool, if you buy this machine, if you buy this, if you buy that. And it's not all that difficult. Yes, it may be hard to learn how to change your behavior and change your thought process after 40, 50, 30 years, however many years it's been. But guess what? Once you get that open again, once your soul, your spirit, and your mind opens once again to knowing the truth and knowing how simple it is to be able to allow yourself to be on that path and be in awareness, on the walk that is the main walk you want to be on, that walk of life's purpose, right? That walk of understanding awareness and being open, that walk to self-love and self-worth and self-confidence. But when you start opening your eyes, everything changes. Everything changes. Your senses become heightened. Your eyes become more clear where you can see now. Your taste becomes more satisfied and so heightened where you're just like, oh my gosh, that tea is so beautiful. Oh my gosh, that broccoli was so flavorful. We don't realize how fortunate and how blessed and how gifted our life, how many gifts and how just blessed we are. I have so much energy right now that I can't put my descriptions, I can't express the way I want to express how excited I am for all of you and how amazing your life potential to be. Do you understand that every person in this world has a soul? And every person in this world has a purpose. And every person in this world is meant and put here to receive love. But without self-love, you will not understand your purpose. Without self-love, you will not understand love. Without self-love, you won't be connected to your soul. Connect to love. That is the message today. Connect to love. Let passion fill your soul, your spirit, and your being. So a lot of people, they talk to me, and just today's been a very interesting day in regards towards people talking about karma. And I was talking about how karma is a really huge, you know, has a huge effect and a lot of things that are going on in our lives, and we don't realize how affected we become by having negative karma blockages and all these other things that go on in our lives. And one thing that I was told very clearly today is that how, and this is to two different specific clients I was working with from their guardian angels, they said, the only way you're going to be able to allow yourself to connect to your purpose is by healing your karma. Do you know how many people don't even care to hear that? And how many people don't even want to understand that they have homework? They don't even want to understand that they have to do and put effort. But yet, we can go to school and get school loans and sacrifice and work our butts off and put up with abuse and negativity and frustration and downgrading and all these other things that we put up with, so that we can become a teacher, so that we can become a nurse, so that we can become a doctor, so we can become a lawyer, so we can become an artist, so we can become a business associate. We go through all this, and at the end of the day, after all those years and all that investment, we realize, I'm not happy. That's not what I wanted to do. I just want to be a healer. I just want to be a lover. I just want to have children. I just want to be, you know, an intuitive. I just want to be a life coach. I just want to be a therapist. We realize later, after all this investment, that 10 to 15 to 20 to maybe 30 years of our life was wasted on something that was so insignificant because we were following the crowd. Today's day, May 2nd, open your eyes. Become the person in your group, around your friends, around your coworkers, around your associates, to be the one to start the transformation that all people need to be making right now. And that consists of self-love and self-worth and self-confidence. Not allowing yourself to let judgment and ridicule and negativity to bring you down, but for you to be able to hold your head up high and realize that you are the one who makes all possible. You are the one, by you holding your head up high, by you having self-love and self-confidence and self-worth, that is what's going to help you to have true fulfillment and being able to find your life's purpose, understanding and knowing your life's purpose. Get disconnected from the darkness. And what I mean by darkness is the brainwashing of the media and television and these reality shows and all these other things that may be humorous and may be funny and may be whatever they are, But look at reality. If it's not broke, why are we constantly fixing it? Thousands of years ago, we were taught that the meaning of life is about passion and love, and to always know that self-love and self-worth is priority. But we do not live that way. In America, we have become so disconnected from our values. We have become so far, far, far away from the connection and the truth of where our ancestors were. Our ancestors knew what love was. They knew what a village was. They knew what a family was. They knew what love was. They knew what passion was. But they also understood that there's no I in team. Today, no matter how many people are working with a team, their main word is I. People don't allow themselves to realize that every person on this planet is significant and important, including yourself. You are somebody, and you are somebody significant, and you are somebody amazing. And if no one else has told you that, please hear it for the first time here today on my show, helping you to understand that you are amazing. You are wonderful. You are a gift to this planet that is a beautiful gift to this planet that the world has been waiting for with open arms. But you need to set yourself free. You need to set yourself free so that you can be transformed, so that you can be who you're supposed to be in this world. You need to begin your journey. And we can do this journey together. I can teach you. I can show you. I have programs. I have sessions. I have all sorts of things that I can put you to go through and teach you and help you and guide you and direct you and advise you on how to be transformed, on how to get rid of the blockages, on how to unlock the secrets that are hidden within you. So if you're ready, don't hesitate. Call to this number, 916-930-0781. Again, that number is 916-930-0781. Or if you want, go to my website, look things up, connect with me there, send an email, and go to my website, which is AskTammyAdams.com. 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 Go to the website and be able to and send me an email, any questions you may have, so that we can be able to connect. The one thing that I love more than anything is being able to see how your guardian angels, how much your guardian angels love each and every one of you. And so many of us don't realize how fortunate and how blessed we really truly are, because we're so stuck in the negativity and the darkness and the sadness and the self-pity or whatever it may be that has harmed us and hurt us already. So wake yourself up and help yourself to realize now is an opportunity and a chance for you to be transformed and for you to be changed. And the only way you're going to be able to change, though, is by starting to allow yourself, once again, to let yourself to have what? Yes, self-love. Self-love. I know it sounds crazy how simple it is, right? But it really is actually really significant. It's really amazing once you really allow yourself to have self-love. What have you done to change your life around? What steps have you made to start transforming your life? To all of you out there today, God bless. And I hope and pray that your guardian angel is with you today to show you how you are carried, guided, and directed, and loved so much by your angel. You have one. Believe now. God bless all of you.
My heart skips skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.